What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. I hope you guys are doing good today. I'm actually coming to you guys live and direct from a little bit on the road, man. I'm just cruising, and I got you guys set up to just hear my rantings and ravings. I figured we'd try something different today. This was really inspired by the James Corden car karaoke, but I figured I'd do it a little different and kind of just go off of me just talking over my phone. So yeah, today's quote is based off of a reality quote by Albert Einstein, and yeah, I'm just gonna jump right into it, guys. Reality is an illusion, albeit a persistent one. I mean, I think that that's a really dope quote and really dope concept by Albert Einstein, man. It's like, reality in general, I believe, is what you make it. I'm just within the past 3 or 4 years, I'm just really getting into positive affirmations. I'm just really getting into taking your own power through words. And that's really why when I saw that quote, I really wanted to use it just to talk about today's theme of reality and reinforcing energy through words and summoning energy through words. And I mean, that's really the whole concept behind it. I don't want to get too hippie-ish, too gypsy-ish, but I do think that a lot of a high percentage of the things going on in the world today are just a lot of it can be eliminated just by positive affirmation, just by positive energy. Just really by putting it out there, like, hey man, I will be okay with this. I will succeed. I will push forward. And even if I don't get a specific way that I want, I'm still gonna have good vibes and good energy. And yeah, man. I mean, that's really just what I'm trying to put out there. Like, regardless of whatever happens, regardless of the outcome of a situation, I'm always gonna keep pushing forward. I'm always gonna keep a positive energy. Try to shine a positive light on the world, man. Because, you know, 75% of what happens to you is all about attitude and how you take it. So, I mean, I definitely identify with that. Like, just not letting the world, not letting the negativity of the world change you, man. Not letting all the bad stuff out there take a control on you, because it can definitely do that, man. So yeah, shout out to Al Beasy. Shout out to Albert Einstein, man. Mr. E equals MC squared himself. Law of conservation of mass, is that the huge Albert Einstein? I'm talking like I really studied this man, like I really had a dissertation on Albert Einstein, man. Nah, I'm just a fan of his work, and I'm really just chilling right now. You know, I mean, I'm still working on that project. You guys know that I think I got a pretty good name for the album. I came up with it last night. Now I just have to think of how to really execute the album title and the album cover that I want to see written and get all the tracks listed and trying to relate everything on a track. But I think it's really going to turn out pretty good. And I won't say powerful, man. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm happy with the result and what everything sounded like so far. Just got to make sure that the mixing and the mastering is dope as hell. And I think we're well on our way there, man. So, stuff in the news recently, dude. Tom Cruise snapping on people. Tom Cruise has had enough of y'all stuff, man. He is sick of it. He is trying to make thousands of jobs, and y'all are messing this man up. If you haven't heard it, man, just go to any search engine and type in Tom Cruise rant. And, yeah, within the past week, yeah, you'll see. He was definitely on set of his new movie, Mission Impossible. They're currently filming it, and they're doing their best not to shut it down if you don't know what's going on. And two crew members were seen standing around without their mask on, and they were seen standing within 6 feet of each other. 2 meters, I believe, is what it approximately is in the UK, I think. That's where they're filming Mission Impossible at. And yeah, man, he went the hell off. And honestly, in my humble opinion, I think he was well within his rights to voice those frustrations and those angers, for the simple fact that, one, he's a star of the movie, and you know these stars get preferential pamper treatment. Like, that's nothing new. That is nothing new whatsoever. And, like, it's a million, like, I hate to use this example because maybe people are more idealistic in today's world about what they think of people, but he's a million-dollar baby. Like, they're going to cater and, I mean, I don't want to say do everything to please him, but do everything to please him. Like, they don't want to lose him, and people don't want to lose the jobs. And he's, like he said in the whole rant, like, he's been up hours on the phone with insurance companies and organizations begging and pleading to make sure that people can be there and to be there to make some money for themselves. So I totally get it. He's like, yo, I've been begging and pleading with people for the past 3-4 months, and then you just gonna sit up here and just be all willy-nilly with the regulations? Like, come on, fam. I'm trying to do something to make sure that everybody can eat. Y'all up here being goobers and selfish. So, I mean, I'm sure it could have been an honest mistake. I'm sure it could have been something simple, but yeah. I mean, like I say, I'm all about common sense, and yeah, they're gonna. I mean, no one's really even said anything. I don't think there's been any real negative backlash towards this. It's like, yo, we're trying to create jobs. We're trying to get money. We're trying to make sure that people have a means to feed themselves and to feed their kids. And I think that's totally, totally, totally reasonable for him to feel that way. So more power and more, I'm not going to say more stuff like this because I'm never for people getting cussed at or yelled at, even though online people seem to love it. Like Tom Cruise was on everybody's bottom five, you know, based on that Leah Remini story about how she talked about him and how she talked about Scientology. But yeah, after this, I guess everybody likes Tom Cruise again. He's Les Moonves from Tropic Thunder. Check out that movie if you haven't, man. Great character, just being a jerk. I saw a lot of people saying that, oh, that's not Tom Cruise, that's Les, man. He stepped into the role a little too much. He's a method acting, but I got a good chuckle off of it, man. Doesn't seem like anybody got fired, so no harm, no foul. Just a boss reprimanding workers, man. And I mean, as long as they can keep it, you know, keep it civil. It's all about communicating with people. And it's like, hey, sometimes you got to snap. But as long as nobody gets hurt, as long as everybody's still out there working and making their money. And, yeah, just a little bit of confrontation on the job. And it happens, man. It happens to the best of us. So, shouts out to everybody involved. I'm sure there were. Nobody probably took it serious. I mean, it is what it is. But hilarious, hilarious stuff, man. The NBA and basketball. Well, basketball, I'll say, is coming back around. Preseason is getting started. Teams are looking pretty nice. Couple of controversies in the news, man. They say, if you don't know, Malik Beasley is messing with Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, man. And I got something to say. Why do I guess because it's more hassle. But a lot of these celebrity women, after they get divorced from like their famous male counterparts, they definitely keep the last name. I don't know if that's for I mean, I'm just going to say, like, it just seems like it's for, like, a namesake. Like, hey, I'll always be attached to you, MF, or, like, regardless of what you do, you always going to have to pay me my alimony and pay me my check. And speaking of, like, I'll be hearing some of these alimony divorce settles, and it is absolutely absurd. Like, you got to pay somebody, like, in the case of Dr. Dre and his wife, he would have to pay her, I think they said, like, $1 million. She's going for, like, $1 million a month. Because he wants to settle out of court because he's like, yo, this is getting to be way too much. I'll just pay you off and be done with it, and then we can just move forward. I can just move forward with my life. Like, it's projected that he's already paid up to $700,000 for his divorce lawyer, and he has to pay for her divorce lawyer. So I believe the fees are approaching that $1 million mark. And he's just like, look, I'll give you the money. Just get me out of court, yo. Like, I'm tired of it. And really, man, I can't really dispute that. $1 million a month. If Dre has got so much cash that he's like, look, $1 million a month is nothing. I'll pay it. Just get the hell out of my face. Then, yo, that's crazy. That is a different level of money, yo. Like, that's a whole different level of money. If they talk about, like, yo, I'll give you your $1 million a month, just leave me the hell alone. That takes this to a whole nother level of baller. To me, that's even more baller than finessing a wife. It's just like, yo, I don't care. Like, you costing me way too much money in these courts, saying too much of my business. I'm not trying to have this. I'm not trying to keep being investigated by this. I might, something else might turn up, as in the case of that college scandal, like they were looking for somebody else, and they just happened to find the you know, people breaking in, Felicity and all of them, they were staging that to get college scholarships for their kids that never even played sports. It's like, that's the same worry that was going to happen here. It's like, yo, these people are a little bit too much in my business. I'm sure Dre might have a couple of illegal dealings here and there. So he like, look, I will pay you off. Just get these people out of my business. Get these forensic investigators away from me. Like, I will give you your money. Just call off your dogs. Like, yo. Because, I mean, we've all heard of Dre's, we'll just say, aggressive past towards women. So I would just tell her to keep her distance. Don't go for no late night meetings with Dre. Definitely keep your ass away until all of this is over with, and then do your best to be happy and to move forward with that, man. Cause a million a month, I can't even imagine or fathom like a million a month, man. Like, that to me, that's a whole new level of baller that I am just clearly not privy to. I hope one day to get there, but as of right now, that's just there's no cards at the table for that one right here, man. So yeah, like I said, I'm checking in with you guys today, just cruising, just chilling. It's gonna be a short podcast today, guys. Really just in and out. Next week I will have a full episode. I just been feeling a little bit under the weather, and yeah, man. So I'm probably gonna check out pretty soon here. I've been kicking it funky freestyle for the last couple of days. I really need to get back in the booth, keep writing, keep staying motivated, keep finding a little bit of hustle out there. Yeah, like I said, just a little short update today, and I will be back in with you guys next week. Appreciate you guys for, you know, checking in with me, checking in on the podcast, and yeah, y'all be safe and dope out there. I will catch y'all on the flip side. Be safe, y'all. Anonymous out. Peace.